We got you, Scopely, with evil mustache and the money bag. We got you. Skip
any teams. Drama this weekend, Marvel Strike Force. What is the fallout from removing the event charts from the blog post? We got the latest in this video. Also, the new Avengers, they're getting more and more appealing. What is the latest changes to the Mockingbird kit that was just released? And is there an update coming to Marvel Strike Force next week? There is, at least according to the data mines. We're talking about all about that and more in this edition of your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. This week, I am joined by my brother, Dorky Dad. And if you're ready for it, brother Dorky, let him know what to do.
Let's go smash it.
And yes, welcome back to the Valley Fine channel. I am Valley Fine. This is Dorky Dad, and this is your Marvel Strike Force Weekly News Update. We do a news update every single week for everything going on in Marvel Strike Force. And if this is your first time here, hit that subscribe button. We got this news update, gameplay videos, question answer videos, everything to help you in Marvel Strike Force. But without further ado, how are you, brother Dorky Dad? And congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. I am sleep deprived and it is causing extra rage in my gameplay video. So I hope everyone's enjoying that.
I like it. It's always entertaining with more rage, the up and down emotions. And if you guys aren't aware, Dorky Dad is a new dad over, the third dad. That's how I want to say it. Well, let's get to the latest about these event charts being removed from the weekly blog post and what was said in the weekly blog when it was first released. Going forward, event charts will no longer regularly be in the weekly blog. Instead, it will be presented by select content creators prior to event going live. Be on the lookout for content creators' videos showing off the events and their recommendations. This caused a lot of drama with the community. I was not too upset because I thought, you know what, this was going to make these charts more accurate, to give us more time to get these out. I thought we were going to get the charts the following week where you have a blog post accompanying that. That is not how this read, though. How did you interpret the messaging from the blog post about what is going forward with these charts?
So I know there was an envoy call where this was discussed, and I guess I didn't make the call, or I made it the last 5 minutes of the call and completely blacked this out. So I didn't hear the part where it was, we're doing this so that we can be more prepared and make sure the information is more accurate and all those kind of caveats they try to put in. When I read this, I immediately thought about all the content creators that are not envoys that won't be getting this. And I thought, like, wow, this is super scummy. It's super weird. After hearing about the call, it puts a little bit in perspective, but I think the end result was still just that it was going to, you know, screw everyone else who was not an envoy. It turned out to not be such a great thing, and they ran it back pretty quick.
Yeah, they backtracking this very, very quickly. That same night, we got this post that they're bringing them back. The subsequent weekly blog got all the charts in there. We were able to figure that out. I just thought it would be like a normal Envoy release, right? We get all the information through the Envoy program. The embargo lifts at the same time the embargo lifts. That goes live on the website for everybody. But they're running this back. Now, do you see any negatives with this? Because the only negative I saw, I thought it was a positive that we're getting more accurate charts. Do you see any negatives with this? I'm not sure if we're going to get more accurate charts. I'm not sure if this is going to be changing what the process is or these charts getting distributed to the website. I don't know if this is going to make these events less complicated, but do you see any negatives with this?
Well, okay. So the negatives are that the charts are always wrong or missing it. They're incomplete. We don't see the free claim stuff. We don't know if there's going to be stuff in the donations. We don't know if there's going to be a random offer that has it. That's for core. Like, there's so much we don't know about these events. And because the events are so convoluted, there always seems to be some sort of issue, some sort of hiccup. Now, putting in the blog ahead of time, like when it's put in the blog on Friday and the event doesn't run until the following Thursday, the problem is they're making changes during that time. So one of the positives of them doing it kind of behind the scenes would have been that if they did do changes, then it's not going to change people's expectations. It avoids some of that outrage, all that. But by being less transparent about it, it doesn't hold their feet to the fire just to be right the first time. So, yeah, I kind of think that they do need to just do their job better. Like, the events just need to be accurate from the start. It's like, make the events less complicated. Make the milestone numbers very easy. Like, hey, you need 10,000 points to get this milestone. You get 1,000 points per war win. you do 10 war to not win, sorry, war attacks. You do 10 war attacks, you get that milestone. Done. Don't have to change anything. Don't need to do nothing complicated. Just have it, you know, simple, you know, X times whatever equals Y milestone. And just don't mess with it. So
yeah, I mean, obviously they're doing this to get at the fear of missing out, that FOMO. Yeah. So people are like, man, I'm gonna miss this event. Let me just buy. How enticing is it for you when you're missing some of these things at the events to just buy it out? And it's like, I just want to complete this event. Is that an appeal for you, or is that not even a concern? And making this just overly complicated doesn't affect you or the majority of the players one way or the other.
As far as spending. Yeah, I don't get angry to the part of spending. I just get angry to the part of being angry. Like this current event, we're going to talk about it. There were so many different ways to get points. One of them was Crucible. I couldn't clear my opponents because they are stupid in their character development. And so I will literally miss my final gold milestone because I couldn't clear two rooms this week. Mm. And am I going to go ahead and spend $7 on a divination orb when the contents of that orb are absolute garbage? No, I'm just going to go walk around and, you know, I'm going to say, duck. Yes, duck. Not the other one. Duck this event. Okay. Like, I'm not happy. I'm just, it's like, you know, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, well, I agree. It doesn't make me want to spend more money either. I'm just like, this event sucks. And I get like a little a bad feeling in my chest for a little while. I don't know why. It's just a game. But I'm like, that sucks. And I guess so. Yeah, I guess the competitive nature of me, and I didn't win the competition is why I get a little disappointed. But these are back. I hope going forward, events are less complicated. We're getting more accuracy. I mean, one of the things before this past week of the blog post, we were missing charts in the previous week of the blog post, and we got that advance notice. I'm like, these are wrong. This doesn't make sense. And then Archangel removed it from the blog post. I thought that's what's happening. I was like, good. We don't have the bad information out there. I'd rather have no information than bad information. Yeah. And I thought that's what was happening here. But yeah, it looks like it's back to normal. But I hope there's something good that comes from this. Like, more accurate information that we get. We also got some compensation this week for reset charges, because as you explained to me earlier, if you open more than one at a time, it wouldn't be counted towards that. So some people were missing out on this Loki season 2 costume. Did this compensation affect you? Did it help you get the Loki costume, or did you already have this?
Yeah, no, I opened up, there was two sets where I got both charges at the same time, and I opened them both up at the same time, not even thinking about it. So this did get me the Loki costume, and I was like, cool, it's a costume that's going to make us all T-pose and lose Crucible in a few months. Yay!
I hope not. It looks cool. But it doesn't cause more T-posing. All right, now the other thing that we got, this was pretty big. We have TVA card balances going off. Now, when does they extended the store, everybody's currency got reset to zero. So what they did was they took down the store and they brought it up and they gave us this 160,000 of these tokens here. Have you been resetting your store to get more free stuff, more shards, more gear? Or are you just like, this is cool. I don't know how to spend cores, but I'm just going to get these shards, buy everything in the store every time it resets.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't resetting the store. I think 160K was great. It basically, I was able to buy every single piece of teal gear. I was able to buy the training materials at the bottom, the T4s at the bottom, even though I don't need them, and I will still have a surplus. I think this 160 was an amazing number for most people because there's great character shards in the store as well. So if you need those character shards, that in conjunction with the teal gear, in conjunction with the training materials at the bottom, I think you could easily blow through this 160K. And I think it was a super reasonable. I know a lot of people are upset. They're like, this just shit the issue, because the whole issue was we didn't have enough time to spend it, and now we have too much to spend. It's like, bro, what is going to make you happy at this point? Like,
I got a bunch of free stuff, but I can't use it. Screw you guys. You should have given me free stuff.
Exactly. It's like you got so much more than you would have been spending before. And if you followed my channel, you would have known to spend your tickets right away, because I had zero of this currency and then I just got 160 for free. So I was like, whoa, let's go.
And now, where is your currency right now? As you can see on my screen, 23,000 right now. I've been refreshing this. I've been buying as much as anything that is a little low, I'm buying. There's a day left. Where are you right now, Dorky?
I'm not going to empty it. So I'm not resetting the store. I'm buying even like the gear tier 17 I don't need. I'm still sitting at 55,000 and we have what, three more resets? Like, I'll never get through it.
I want to get through it because I'm like, this is cool. This is 50 cores for potentially some newer character shards for some gear. This is awesome. So that valuation was more than enough for me. So I thought good.
You go buy those catalysts right now. You're going to need those. Trust me. Those augmented basic catalyst parts, those teal catalysts.
Let me buy these. Let me buy them. I will need them. And I'm not sure if I got the training modules off the bottom. Let me buy these too. Yeah. More T4s. I've been running low on those. All right. So we're all good now. We're all set up with everything.
Yeah. You're good now.
We got it. All right. Now we also got some changes, as we mentioned, to Mockingbird, and they really want to sell these new Avengers.
Yeah.
How much are you investing in this team? Because we've already had several changes to the new Avengers to try to make it a little more enticing for us to buy. Do you like the changes that you're seeing so far for these kids? And we're going to go over them individually, but overall, do you like what you've seen with Mockingbird's changes?
Look, they were meant to be a war defensive team. They're going to end up a war defensive team. They have flipped it to be war offense viable. I think that's going to be true for all the players that are not at the tippy top competitive scene. Like, I just don't think this team is equipped to deal with like Gamma or Infestation. I think this is lacking in that regard.
You're talking offensively, not equipped.
Yes, I'm talking offensively. Yeah, okay. I think offensively, new Avengers will beat Infestation. I also don't think that these changes are going to all of a sudden make them Crucible viable, Arena viable. Like, where else did you really expect to use these guys? I don't think that's going to be the case. Yeah, exactly. They're going to be a good trial team. They're going to be a great war defensive team. And if you're not super competitive, they'll be a really good war offensive team. And that's what it's going to be. And they've always sold teams like this. So I'm just kind of used to it, I guess. I thought it was a little weird that there was this much outrage, but I think it was just because them being tied to the legendary event, which is exactly what they did with Nowhere. We didn't really get that much outrage with Nowhere, but I think it's cool. Look, they're giving some buffs so that players will either feel better about it, or maybe they need these characters for a gamma lane in that raid. That's great. Cool.
All right, so let me go over these kit changes one by one with you. So as far as the updates, we got some updates on the basic, a little bit more damage that she's doing on the basic, and with the counter, ISO 8 and assist chance there. It goes up from 230 damage to 300, and then on the ISO 8 attack goes up to 205 to 225. With the special there, some of the clearing bleeds is taken off of ward effects defense. That's just inner special there. She's also removing three random negative effects from self, which was not there before for some reason, and also generating ability energy that was just for war defense. That is just in battle right now. Cannot be blocked. And then her kit that called out on war defense, now it is in war. Also with her ultimate, you're also flipping taunt on all enemies instead of just doing the damage. Summoning shield medic, and then that shield medic is getting defense up, death proof to that ally. The filling of Ronin's speed bar by 20% is off of war defense, and the changes are in war as well. And then the updated passive, you're getting 10% speed bar for each non-summoned ally. That used to be per new Avenger ally. You're saying this part doesn't really matter too much because the ally has to be in stealth for this to happen. And then the health bonuses that she was getting and the rest of the new Avengers taken off of war defense and just applied to her kit. Does this light up any bells? Does this give any character comparisons that you're thinking that she's like? And nothing, this doesn't bring up anything for you in Cosmic Crucible.
No, not in Cosmic Crucible. I guess like when you just read it out loud, I kind of feel like, oh, maybe that could be kind of cool in Tower with Mockingbird giving Ronin the speed bar and the energy now so he could use his special turn two. Like that's kind of cool. Maybe they'll be okay in Tower, but how often do we see Tower? I still think she's the Cosmo of the team, right? Like Nowhere has Cosmo, does cleanses, does a little bit of damage, does huge healing. She's the Cosmo of the team, which is why this is going to be... It's going to be a really fun team to use in the upcoming trial event. She's going to do better damage than Cosmo because she got a bunch of rebound chains. They kind of upped her damage a little bit. It just doesn't blow my hair back. I don't have much hair to blow back, but it doesn't blow it back.
Does this change how you're going to use this team overall? Maybe not how you're going to use Mockingbird, but does this change how you're going to use New Avengers at all?
No, I'm not looking to use this team on Crucible or anything. This is a team for me is going to get built all the way up as high as I can because I'm a Scourge slash Legendary Trial Fiend. That's the modes I love to go super hard on. So we'll be building her up as high as we can. And that was always going to be the case. And yeah, it's going to end up on War Defense for me because we face the top four alliances whenever we can. So
that's not something I'm doing right now. I'm not really invested into war. The only reason I would build this team is for that upcoming legendary. But yeah, I would have no reason to build this if there was that non-legendary ties. So we have an event going on right now where you need to flex your blitz muscles. It was a pretty easy event if you're just focused on this piece right here on milestone 15, this Ronin divination spell. If you're going all the way to milestone 19 to get these elite orb fragments, elite 18 orb fragments, very, very grindy. I've been grinding out this blitz. I even did the extra two in between when this event went live and then the reset for those 8 charges. I'm almost done. Thank goodness. How are you doing on this event? And what did you think of this event overall?
Overall, this event was great. Look, getting 75 Secret Defender shards and the 3 milestones before the one you're showing was great. You know, that's 10 gear tier 18 orbs, so that's good too. Monthly milestone was super easy to hit. I think this is the definition of a great event because, yes, you could pay your way through it, but you could also try hard your way through it. I failed to try hard my way through this event. I got a little stuck because of some Crucible battles as well, which hurts. But if I was, a more prepared person, I would have done more blitzing and it wouldn't have been an issue. So I like this event. I'm just a little salty that Super Skrull Secret Defenders on Crucible Defense is going to stop me from getting that milestone you're about to hit.
Well, you have a life thing that's going on. Same thing with the Black Hat event. Same thing with this. I think you have more important things that are going on than blitzing and going for the Black Hat event. So not the worst thing. But again, that competitiveness, it doesn't feel good to miss out on these events. But in action, it doesn't mean too much. Are you actually in Dark Dimension 6 already and doing or do you have Super Skrull already?
No, I don't have Super Skrull. So I'm about to head into City once I get 40 mystic sand pieces, and then I'll be good to head into City.
Oh, that's right here, dude. That's like I one know. More of these divination over $7 for
that. No, it is not happening. I'll be patient. I'll be a good boy.
All right, that's probably the smarter thing to do in this. So I'm continuing grinding. I got about one rotation left on that. Hopefully you guys are doing good. And at the very least, I hope you all got that divination spell, so you're getting at least the points for the monthly milestone event. And if you did even better, hopefully you got all those secret defender shards as well. But Ronin is in the game, the newest member of the new Avengers. How good is this guy? You are a war specialist, in my opinion. Is this character good in war? Is this character good nowhere? Is this just a trap character?
No, so him with Coulson and Thing, we've been pairing them with like a Doctor Doom and a Fury on war defense, is still really good because he is still giving his 35% speed boost to Coulson and Thing without the other characters in it. They don't need the full team for him to do that. So it's making that team a little bit of a headache on defense. Now, clearly we can get over it because it's going to all come down to Tigra getting that basically like a pre-taunt. She's going to have 128 speed times 1.35 because of Ronin, plus she gets speed up on spawn, and then she's dodging everything. So this team is going to be a real big headache when the team is full. But right now, it's still, I would give it like a B+ war defense team with 3 piece with 2 strong guys around them.
Okay. So that's a good thing. Now, as far as Ronin himself, maybe if you're not as invested in you in war, is this a character that is worth building right now? Or is this a character you're going to shelve for, as most players, should they be shelving this for later for whenever that legendary rolls around?
I hate to say this advice because I've always followed the conventional advice, which is like, don't build the characters till you need them. Yeah. But then the event comes around and you're like, oh no, I don't have any gold or training materials or T4s to level this character in time to get this legendary character unlocked. That happened to a bunch of people for the Nowhere team. So I hate the idea of people getting stuck there. So what I would suggest is when you unlock this character, just get them to level 70, gear tier 13. That's like the bare minimum of what you're going to need to get the unlock and possibly get the 4-star version, even free to play. If you get them to level 70, gear tier 13, get them there, and then you don't have to invest past that. And then you can kind of play it by ear, see how good the team is when it's fully unlocked. But you'll be ready and steady and safe for the legendary event.
I like it. Now, he does have an event coming up that is going to be a release method for most players. I did not invest in this character. I don't know. It just seems kind of boring for me to invest in a war defense character. Just a war character seems boring. I don't know. Nowhere felt different than this team. I guess because Nowhere was originally a war offense team. And I don't know. This new event.
It's because of Nova. It's because of Nova. That's why Nowhere felt different.
That's why. Yeah, we had a legendary on this. All right, so we have an event coming up for Ronin. You're going to need to spend campaign energy for this, which is where most of the points are going to be coming from. Raid battles, there is a cap on that, and you're getting more points for using some of these Sylvie Aetherid build at higher star levels. Alliance credits. Don't you love that you have to donate those power cores for absolutely nothing every day on these events?
Dude, I live in the land of crackers. I ain't gotta do nothing. I open my donations before I even do my donation. We're at the fifth box. I'm like, all right, cool.
you got some alliance base spending hundreds on them instead of the 50s.
Like they don't even care. It's like putting a quarter in the machine for them. They're just like 500. Nope, don't care. Put it in.
All right. So looking at this event, there is a leaderboard attached to it. One of the rewards for it is a 5 red star Ronin at the top 1-2%. I got lucky on my red star orb pulls, but let's say you did not get that 5 star Ronin. Is it worth pushing this event for? I believe you're going to have to do some of those 100 core refreshes, which is over 200 cores a day, 200 cores just for the 50 cores. And if you're doing all the hundreds, that is 600 cores a day. Is it worth pushing in this event for more Ronin shards, more of these tarot cards, and then his Avengers contract, and then keep going for these rank rewards? Is that something that a majority of the players should be pushing for? Or is this a trap event to get us to spend our power cores on campaign energy?
No, I mean, for the ranked rewards, absolutely not. Like for all the milestone rewards, sure, I could see people going hard for that. Here's the thing, especially if you're a free to play player. There's zero point in going for red stars in a leaderboard unless you have those yellow stars filled out. There's literally no point, because if you're free to play and you're getting those yellow stars farmed out organically, like through this event, maybe you can get them to 4-star with the leaderboard rewards and all of that. I don't think you can get them to 5-star, even if you hit the 1% with the leaderboard reward plus this. I don't think it adds up to 310. And so by the time you get him through, you know, when he becomes fountainable and you get him through orbs or whatever, it's like you're going to have the silver promos. So there's no point in, you know, putting yourself through that much stress at that point.
Yeah. Even gold promos are kind of prevalent nowadays. I have more of those than what I need to spend on good characters. So it's a little weird with this, all this stuff right now. Now, we have an event going on right now to, I guess, entice us to push to build these new Avengers. I don't have any progress on it. Where are you with this? And where do you think most players should be? I mean, should they be at the level that I'm at right now? I haven't built up Thing, Coulson at all for this event. Obviously, I don't have Ronin unlocked. Are the rewards good enough that you could justify building up some of these new Avenger characters for these rewards in particular?
Yes and no. Okay, so I think a lot of people will be exactly where you're at. That's why I'm happy they made it such a long event. Because, like, do you really want to put anything in Coulson or a Thing to get some levels on this? If you're free to play, you haven't unlocked Ronin yet, right? Yeah. So, like, do you really want to do that? No. But I do like that this event, for the people that I'm seeing, like, hey, like, you might as well bring them up to level 70, gear tier 13. You'll get some of your gold back if you do it within the next 16 days, right? So instead of waiting for the event, you can get a little bit of return on your investment immediately, kind of cushion that blow a little bit. So I like this event. As far as the gear tier 18 at the bottom, like don't just stop putting that in events, please, guys. You're not fooling it. Just put it in an offer. Just put it. No one's looking at, no one who is logistically getting gear tier 18 stuff from milestones like Valley is about to from this Blitz event, no one's looking at that 20,000 being like, bet, I'm gonna go for that. We're not stupid. Just put it in offers. Come on.
They want us to have Super Scroll. They made Super Scroll so big and such an annoyance on whatever game mode you're facing him on. It's like, all right, I want this stuff. Let me push for that. But it's not working for me. I know it's working for some people. Otherwise, they wouldn't do this.
$2,000, I think I'll pass. Okay.
Yeah, for me, I'll pass. But some players, I think, are buying this stuff. So I'm not pushing for it. Let me know if you guys are pushing for it. And I want to get your prediction, what these new words are actually going to be for. We know they're for next legendary character. I had a bunch of predictions previously. Green Goblin, I think, is the leading theory from the community. But Null has also been thrown out there. We have a new symbiote team coming. Explosive debut that they mentioned when they first mentioned this got me thinking of Nightcrawler. Is one of these your leading candidate, or is it something else? There's some other character that you think is the next legendary.
Yeah, I hear explosive. My mind goes directly to Green Goblin. He's got the pumpkins, the exploding pumpkins. It's like his gimmick, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be announced around Halloween time. I don't think the legendary will be at Halloween because that's coming up so quickly. I think it'll probably be around Christmas time. I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it. And I would love a tech raid team. Like, oh my God, would I ever love a tech raid team. Struggling to get through those nodes on 1.6 it's not fun.
How fun would it be for you to have to build a war defense team, or a formerly, I keep calling them war defense, even though they're war, a former war defense team to be able to beat the tech section in the raids?
That's the trade-off you have to do. You got to build up a war team to do your raid team. We got you, Scopely, with the evil mustache and the money bag. We got you.
Different teams.
Yeah.
We have the final run of the Red Hulk Scourge with a leaderboard attached. So these milestones. What do you think is going to happen when they replace these milestones with other things? What do you think is going to happen with this? I mean, they said that it's the last run of this. They stay on the blog post. Stay tuned for more information, changes regarding Scourge events, starting with Morgan Le Fay's upcoming Pestilence Scourge events. How do you think they're going to change this? What they've indicated in previous blog posts is going to be based on a hard score. So if you hit that score, you're going to get this star level. If you hit another score, you're going to get this star level. That's kind of what it indicated from the blog post. What do you think is going to be changed when the next iteration of this Red Hulk slash any of these Horseman events come around?
Yeah, it's so hard to tell, but I think they need to be super careful with this. The worst thing they could do is make it so that you need to hit certain milestone points to unlock star levels, as opposed to you need to hit certain milestones during the run of the event to get character shards. So let's say it's like a legendary event, the Morgan Le Fay, just like Omega Ren runs for 3 days, Morgan Le Fay comes, she runs for 3 days. If you get 500,000 points, you get 100 Morgan Le Fay shards. If you hit 1.5 million points, you get an additional 300 Morgan Le Fay shards. Something like that would be okay, so long as the milestones reset every single time, because you don't want to force players to have to build up their Web Warriors, their Dark Hunters, their Young Avengers, or Heroes Guardians for all these different events. You don't want to force them to build it up because they have to hit like a 1.5 million milestone marker. You want it to be repeatable. Maybe they don't get a star level every single time the event comes, but they work towards it without having to build up, you know, again, Web Warriors, Dark Hunters up to 1.5 million power level. Like, you don't want to force people to do that.
Now, we did have to do similar to think, well, maybe not, but we had to build characters up to star levels, maybe not gear tier and levels for previous legendary events. What makes these Horseman events different? Is it because they all lead into Apocalypse and again, one character you need to do good on these events? Or is it just because the difficulty and these teams are outdated now?
Yeah, well, I don't think they could just revert. Like, they can't just make a Morgan Le Fay legendary event the same way Omega Red is at this point, because Web Warriors are so accessible, and it would feel bad for the players that, you know, we had to build them up to be used. And as opposed to, you know, like Jubilee, you can build up your Pymtech to level 50 and you can get the 7-star unlock of her. So I think they still want, players still want other players to be, maybe we're all jerks. They still want them to feel the same pain we had to go through by doing these Scourge events. So I think the events themselves, the nodes that were carefully crafted around the teams in question, I think they're going to be sticking around.
So you don't think there's going to be any changes to the content, just the reward structure or things like that?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
I hope that's true. I hope that's true. And the rewards are easier for new players to get. And I do feel these are different than other legendaries. You know, we had to go to the pain of building those Kree minions, which is never fun for any person, for Nick Fury. But
yeah,
when we get this, if it's additive, like you're suggesting, you don't have to go through the pain of getting those web wards. Hopefully you have to build web wards to a certain amount or something like that. And then at that point, it's very easy to get that 7-star for Morgan Le Fay or something. I'm not sure how they're going to do it, but I just want it to feel good for newer players, the more players to access these older characters. One thing I do want to mention, though, we got some new Hero Asgardians for this Scourge run. We got Beta Ray Bill. We got some Infinity War Thor. I'm sure you probably autoed it, but
oh, yeah, I did.
You did it. Was it a faster auto than previous runs of War Scourge?
Oh yeah. I think by node 10, Val somehow got her ultimate up on the previous node. And when node 10 loaded in, she just ulted the entire first wave away. I was like, yeah, that felt good. That was
easy. So easy. Yeah. These are getting easier and easier as we're getting more characters added to these tags and more characters used in these. So I just hope more players get all these horsemen, get Apocalypse, and then we can worry about it. And then they could worry about the, like, the next legendary, like whatever it is, and the next Dark Dimension character, whatever it is. All right. We got some farmable characters that were supposed to be added yesterday to the Nexus chapters, but it looks like they're going to be added on the 18th of next week, which is kind of weird, because if we cross-reference that with this blog post here, or this data mine, excuse me, where it says that an update is coming soon, additional hard campaign chapters. Well, these are hard chapters, unless they're talking about chapters 5 and 6 that maybe is coming. What do you think this means? Do you think that this update is coming on the 18th? Because that would be weird. That's a Monday. I don't think we've ever had an update on a Monday. Or is that data mine referring to chapters 5 and 6, not chapters 3 and 4 added to Nexus?
If that data mine is to be believed, I think we're getting the patch on the 18th, on the Monday, because I just don't think chapters 5 and 6 are going to be coming out that quickly. They're not that nice to give us more farmable characters back to back like that.
I would love it though. Aren't they supposed to do that every single month, Orkidad?
Supposed to.
They're supposed to. All right, well, I am glad that they're adding these characters. I wish they would have added a 13th, because I'm almost running out of characters to farm. I'm just farming gear, gold orbs, training orbs at this point.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. We also have the word that Infestation was being added to the Gamma boss nodes. Finally, we're pleased to announce an amendment to last week's blog session about Infestation added to Gamma 3 and 4. Infestation also added the boss node in this section. We'll be updated soon, so stay tuned for this. When do you think this is going to happen?
Probably the next time we get Gamma.
So not on this run. It's not...
This run's got to be almost over, right?
I think so. Why do you think they weren't added to the boss node of this run? Why do you think they'd limited to just certain nodes and not added to the boss node? Because it seemed like it would make sense.
Probably just an oversight. Like, I don't think it was done maliciously. Maybe all the nodes, all the non-boss nodes are ahead in the code, and then all the boss nodes are at the bottom, and they just didn't scroll all the way down to the bottom to add them. I don't know. It seems like just a silly oversight. I'm glad they're going to fix it.
I'm glad they're going to fix it as well. I mean, for if you ever have your reconnaissance built, it doesn't matter too much. But if you're a newer player, only can build up one team. You can't build up your Wakandans and this team. That's great if that's the lane that you have. So I'm glad they're adding to that the boss node.
Yeah, for the record, though, if you do get that lane...
Wait, hold on. Say that again. I can edit it.
Yeah. For the record, though, if you do have to choose between Infestation and Wakanda, you always choose War Dogs. You don't build the Infestation team over War Dogs, even now.
Is that War Offense instead of War Defense, or because the Wakandans also have value in Cosmic Crucible?
Yeah, also valid in Cosmic Crucible. They also have Chaos Theory. And yeah, War Offense is way more fun than War Defense.
Yeah, War Defense sucks. We should get points for that. If we're forced to build these War Defense teams, we should get some more rewards by getting War Defense victories, because we get nothing. You get nothing for building up these teams. You know, the rewards for war suck. So why do we keep having to build these War Defense teams? It's not a good bang for your resources that you're using there.
I agree.
All right, we got a server maintenance yesterday. We got a brief update. It's not a major version. Small compensation package that was sent. It's nice. We got a lot of Blitz credits. We got some energy, all this stuff. But, Dorky, some of these were posted by you in the Envoy server. We got some bugs as well. This was the incursion raids yesterday for a little while for some people. This is what the Alliance raid looks like for some people. We got a 331,000 team here, but look at these seven red stars, seven gold stars on this Bifrost team. That is not a 300,000 team. And we got this. I'm not sure what the heck this is, but we got a lot of bugs from that update yesterday. Were you and your alliance affected by these bugs?
Just in that we couldn't launch our raid, which was really annoying, because we did a 1.5 100%, so we can get back on track and get back to doing 1.6 90% or whatever it is that we do. And then this bug hit and we couldn't launch the raid. It was like...
It seemed like it was corrected pretty quickly, within an hour. Is that what you experienced as well? Because I know some people had some bugs, some people had different bugs, and it was widespread. I didn't notice anything because I guess I was one of the lucky ones without a lot of bugs, but there was a lot of bugs going all over the place. How long did this take to get fixed?
So my understanding is this bug hit different people differently. So it lasted longer for some than it did for others. And for us, it just so happened to last longest on our captains. Ugh. So so we couldn't get the raise launch. I think it was about two and a half hours or something like that.
It was done on purpose just for the captains and leaders. Anybody with normal alliance base had no bugs or anything like that.
Yeah, exact.
All right. One of the big questions the community is asking Dorky is, when are we getting the second half preview for 2023? First half came out in April. We are now in September, midway through September. And I was looking through this. We've got, reflecting on the past year, we got the next legendary character, Nova, here already. Dark Dimension 6. There's a lot of Super Skrulls running in the wild already. So this is done and completed by players. Gear Tier 18, that is a major bottleneck. It is here. Incursion raids are here also. New war events. Well, we got the new season to war. I mean, this is talking about Nowhere Siege. We're on after this. This is two later. A new Cosmic Crucible tournament event. We've gotten two new seasons of the Cosmic Crucible in addition to this Ultimate 32 already. Quality of life improvements. I was reading through all of them. It looks like all of them are here. And even this auto raid launcher that is not currently in the game, it was here at one point in the game. So it looks like everything that they said was coming in 2023 in this blog post is already here. When do you think the next one is coming? We're in September. I think they're gonna release it like November, December. So there's like this is what you can expect for the final week of 2023. Or are they just gonna delay and do it like 6 months chunks that have nothing to do with the time of the year?
Well, this came out in April, which is the fourth month of the year. So we're gonna add 4 months to what should be the middle, and we're gonna get in October. So maybe October. We'll get a preview in October.
In a few weeks. That is a few weeks, Dorky.
That's a few weeks. We're going to get in a few weeks.
I like it. We also had some new data mines, baby. And one of them was a little controversial about these alpha raids here. Now, of course, data mines, they're all subject to change. I wouldn't recommend anybody building these characters. And in the video announcing this, I told don't build any of these characters. But it does say that we're getting some new stuff for the alpha raids. But for to be able to enter, you need a gear 16. Most of the nodes require global, city, or cosmic, but there's going to be select nodes of Web Warriors or Astonishing X-Men. Did you upgrade any of your Web Warriors or Astonishing X-Men based on this data mine?
No, I didn't. I mean, luckily, I had a couple of them already, so I didn't feel the rush to. I know some people ended up rushing to do this, but not within like a couple hours of this data mine hitting. Archangel was trying to warn people like, yo, like this is not confirmed by us. Do not do this. Like, you should not do this. So hopefully, you know, him doing that, I think he did it on the Mola stream and then the rest of us kind of spread the word. Hopefully that, you know, set the record straight. Like, hey, you shouldn't just see a data mine. Assume it's 100% true, but the ones that aren't right, they could really hurt you. So just, you know, see the data mines. Cool. Maybe stop building things, but don't build things because of data mines. Yeah, that would be the way to approach it.
You forget back in the days, year one, year two, when we see data mines, some of it would take place, some of it wouldn't. I think just recently we've gotten that pattern like, oh, this is going to happen. And it's been like that. So I guess for something, especially if Archangel say, no, this is not official. Don't do anything about this right now. We need to take these data mines a little more, treat them as data mines and not like, oh, this is a preview of what's coming. So,
yeah,
just be warned. I luckily already had Web Warriors built up. So I was like, oh, I built them up from previous stuff. I got to build Astonishing X-Men and look at their uniques. I'm like, this is horrible. They take all the uniques that all the characters I'm building up takes, the Apocalypse, the Doom, Ghost Rider, all that stuff is just the same characters there. So that's the data mine. Now, we also got some other data mines, a little less exciting. The next Strike Pass character is going in season 43 is going to be Ronin. And the next season 4 of the Battle Pass is going to be Infinity War Thor. For me, these seem a little less exciting, both related to war, nothing related to arena and everything. Normally, I don't buy these. This past one with Miss Marvel, I did. And I think the one with Robbie Reyes Ghost Rider, I will as well. Do you know? I know you used to buy these. Are you still buying these? And do these two characters excite you about these passes coming up?
So luckily, the Strike Pass is the good pass. And that has Ronin in it. So I'll end up picking that up. That might help me get towards a 5-star Ronin if I'm lucky for the coming Legendary event. But the Battle Pass is hot garbage. That's the one that has the 500 cores, I believe. So I'm never excited about that one. There's no gold orbs, no training orbs, nothing fun in that one. I'll be happy though, because my Thor, I believe, is only 40 shards away from 7-star.
Okay.
So it'll get me close enough there, or maybe it'll get it for me either way.
Even the free path should get that if it's only 40 shards, right?
Oh yeah. I'm not buying it. I won't buy the path. The free stuff will get me close enough that maybe I'll hit a premium orb or something along the way and eventually get it. I think this is cool. Look, I like it when they put new characters in the past.
Yeah,
like they put Gwenpool is in one of them right now, right? So it's just like, no, that's not happening. I'm not buying that. So I do like that they're kind of adding more value to these passes. Even if you're not a spender, you know, getting an extra 40 Ronin passes or 40 Infinity War Thor passes, that's kind of nice. Like, yeah, so Gwenpool, you have her at 5 stars out of 6 right now. If you bought it, maybe you can get her to 6-star, but do you really care at that point?
Miss Marvel, I cared about. I was like, oh, this is getting an extra star level. I care about this character. Gwenpool, I like Cosmic Crucible, but it's different than Arena. For me, Arena is a little different. And even the Rays are a little different as well.
And the Secret Avengers as a team is good in Arena, War, and Crucible, where New Warriors, they're just Crucible. So it makes complete sense, your logic on that. And I would agree with that 100%.
Drama, data mines, updates. Anything you want to add, Brother Dorky?
No, I'm having fun in Marvel Strike Force, except in Cosmic Crucible. I loved Cosmic Crucible, but Secret Defenders Skrull has destroyed it for me.
Push back, is that because of the event going on where you need wins to score an event, or it's just not fun because of that character? Because I've been lucky. I haven't seen a Super Skrull in Cosmic Crucible yet. I did see someone with an Avatar in my matchup this week. I'm like, I hope I don't get that. I got lucky I didn't see him.
Right.
What is it because of the event, or is it because of Super Skrull or something else?
So the event definitely adds sting to it. But if you get the unfortunate pleasure of facing Secret Defenders Super Skrull and you're dead before you get a turn, and even so, oh my God. So I did a burn attack with Unlimited. I didn't get a turn. I pulled some abilities. I then went in with Masters of Evil. I didn't get a turn. I died before Masters of Evil got to go.
Oh, Kang
got one shot by Super Skrull. And then I went in there with Secret Defenders of my own. But by then, Super Skrull, because he takes so many turns, because he gets just too much speed bar, I even lost that one. So I put three killer teams, and these are big teams. This is maxed out Unlimited. This is a maxed out Masters of Evil. I'm talking 7 Red Stars, Gear Tier 17, some Gear Tier 18 on them, and I still got obliterated. It's just, it's so anti fun when you it's because the team's dumb.
All right, well, I think that is coming up for me and a lot of people in Cosmic Crucible, hopefully months away when I already have my own Super Skrull. But I think that's coming very soon, and I don't look forward to that. Any other thoughts, any other things, positive, negative, that happened to you that you want to share this week?
My kid's a big farter. Baby farts are always funny.
Awesome.
And cute. And that's what you got to hold on to when you're facing Super Skrull. You just got to remember the farts and everything's good. Everything's better.
So that's what you do. And next time you face a Super Skrull in Cosmic Crystal, remember the farts. Remember, it could be a very different smell wherever you are, even if you're winning or losing Cosmic Crucible battle. Thank you, Brother Dorky. Thank you guys for watching all the way to the end. If you haven't already subscribed, hit that subscribe button. I will see you guys next time. And if you did like this video, hit that like button. It is free for you. It helps out the channel immensely. And give this 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to, if you're listening to the podcast version of this. And if you want to check out what are the best teams in Marvel Strike Force, right from best to worst, make sure you check out the video there. That is it, though. Are you ready for the fist bump, Dorky Dad?
I live for it, brother.
All right, there it is. Hulk fist bump. Valley Flying Dorky Dad out. Have a great rest of your day, guys.